The U.S. military has rapidly evolved in recent years. Gays and lesbians can now serve openly, and women can now officially do what they've been doing unofficially for years, join men on the battlefield. But recent reports of a culture of sexual harassment are highlighting what may be a byproduct of that quick transition, according to Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly.
I think we're still in a transition in our armed forces, in a sense, with respect to gender integration and gender hierarchy within that integration. And obviously, that's still a work in progress.
Last week, lawmakers were outraged to learn of the arrest of Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Krasinski in Arlington County, Virginia, for groping a woman. Before his arrest, he was in charge of Air Force sexual assault prevention programs. Virginia Republican Rob Whitman says Krasinski's arrest raises all sorts of red flags.
They have to be aggressive in addressing this. The recent developments here with the Air Force are things that are very troubling. I think they need to redouble their efforts to understand what the scope of the issue is and to make sure that they're out there addressing it.
Krasinski's arrest isn't the only news that's troubling lawmakers. The Pentagon is reporting that there were more than 70 sexual assaults a day in the military last year, which has officials worried there remains a culture of abuse in the military. That complicates the response from Congress, but Northern Virginia Democrat Jim Moran says it's still not impossible for lawmakers to address a cultural problem.
We legislate cultural issues all the time. Civil rights legislation was culturally oriented. This country needs to advance and become more inclusive and respectful of each other.
Moran says it's a shame that the military is evolving at a slower pace than society at large.
Now the military is kind of the last holdout, and, some of these knuckleheads that think that, women are there for their pleasure need to be dealt with severely.
Some lawmakers want to provide more lawyers to sexual assault victims, while others want to remove sexual cases from the ordinary chain of command. But Moran says he's confident in the military's top brass.
And we know what this is, and we're going to change it. And President Obama is absolutely committed, as is Secretary Hagel. And every four-star I've talked to, they get almost emotional about this. They want none of this.
Moran argues Congress has already given the Pentagon the tools it needs to deal with the problem.
It's a matter of enforcing the existing penalties. The existing penalties are severe enough. I think that the military courts have it within their discretion to punish people pretty severely, which they ought to be.
But Congressman Whitman says he and other lawmakers on the Armed Services Committee are going to need to do a thorough assessment of the military penal code to see if they need to enact stricter punishments for sexual crimes.
But I do think we need to look very carefully at the Uniform Code of Military Justice to see, are all the tools there for our military to do the things it needs to do to prosecute fairly and equitably sexual assault?
Freshman Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine also sits on the Armed Services Committee. He says while Congress can't wave a magic wand and fix the problem, lawmakers in both parties are dedicated to making the military safe for service members.
The fact that you can't, necessarily do all of it doesn't mean you can't do it. You can't undertake steps that I think will work.
The glaring problem of sexual harassment in the military has brought about some rare bipartisan unity on Capitol Hill. Whether lawmakers can translate that into legislation that can curb the problem remains to be seen. I'm Matt Lasla.